Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, how are you today? I always get excited when I get a chance to spend time with the listening audience. Thank you so much for joining us on today. And guess what? This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Okay, great. Let's start with a prayer, and we'll get right into our episode. Thank you, Father, for bringing us together on a day like today. The day is beautiful. Everybody says, you know, this is a beautiful day, the sun is shining. But let's think of it, of all the days being wonderful and marvelous, because we're able to get up and breathe and talk and see and walk. We don't take those things lightly, please. When you don't have them, you really miss them, okay? So if you can do that, you really have no complaints. And I know there are things that we're complaining about. Some people have lost loved ones. So, of course, I understand that. I'm not being insensitive. However, when I hear people say, oh, you know, it's raining today, it's not a good, and you can walk and talk and see, and there are people who have no limbs, and they're happy. If they can be happy, guess what? We can be happy, too. Thank God. Hallelujah. Okay, Father, we thank you. We praise your name. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for waking us up today. Thank you for allowing us to put on the armor of God, so we know what to do as we go on throughout this day. We thank you, Father, that all our listening audience will be able to hear every word that's said on this station today. We thank you, Father, that there are no interruptions from any satanic or demonic force. We thank you for that, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. I want to say very quickly on our tips, our health tips, just want to say real quickly that because we've had a lot of warm weather, let me remind you about drinking enough water. Make sure you're getting that water in your system. Try to drink that water. If you have to drink it every 2 hours, a little at a time until you get it all inside of you, do that. You're trying to do 6 to 8 ounce cups per day. If that's good. What's fabulous if you do 8 to 10 ounce cups per day. That would be super. Okay, so try to do that so we need healthy kidneys. Healthy kidneys. Hooray. Hallelujah. Okay, we can do that. All right, so let's move on to the business tip. And the business tip is we want to encourage you, we want to challenge you to plan a date with God our Father on each and every day. Plan the date with God our Father. You can do that. Those of you that are working, you know you have to be there at a certain time. Of course, we have some people who are late now and then, but you know if you were late every day, there are very few people who would be still working on the same job if they were late every day, okay? Unless you know somebody or you've worked that out where you could be. Other than that, you wouldn't be there, that you would be fired. We all know that, okay? Well, God is not the kind of person that would fire us. He's not the kind of person who will stop loving us. He loves us no matter what. However, let us find a place in our place of living, even if you're living in a room. Say, well, I don't have all these rooms. I just got one room I'm staying in. You can find a place that's yours between you and God, even if you have to lay on the floor. It won't hurt to do that for a few minutes. You can do that. We do everything that we want to do. We watch everything that we want to watch. If we got a certain movie they want, I know people out here talking. When I go different places, I hear people talking about the reality shows. Oh, I got to be at home at a certain time because that's coming on. I want to see that episode. and you know yourself, if we do everything when it comes to getting our nails, we got to make an appointment, we make that appointment, and we are there. When we come to getting our hair done, we have to make an appointment, we make that appointment, and we are there. If we're sick and we want to go to the doctor, you make an appointment, you are there. Especially if you're in pain, you are there probably earlier than the appointment time. We can give God a few minutes of our time every day. Find that space and pass this word on to your friends, your coworkers, your relatives, your children. Sit down and explain to them. They will be making a game. Say, hey, which one of you, I got something for you. Here, if you make a place where you will seek God every day, I want you to use your own imagination, innovation, use that, and then you can go and find a place where you will seek God every day. And I want to look and see what you've done, and the one that does the best, I got a surprise for you. And you do something special for them. And the ones that didn't win, if you pick one, if you got more than one child at home, and you pick one that you thought was the best, still give a consolation prize, something to all the children that participated. Okay? That would be so nice. And that's a way of honoring God. You can even do that in your classroom. Those of you that have Bible classes, things like that, you can have them to write something, or you can have them to draw, you know, draw a space that they think is comfortable, that can make. They can go, you can come up with this, hey, this is the summertime coming up. Many people will have Bible studies, vacation Bible school and Bible camp or some kind of camp for the kids. Make it fun. I know you do fun things, but put that into it also. Challenge those children that they would enjoy that. Challenge those children to create a space and a time. The same time every day, just like they have to go to school. You know, they get them kids up at a certain time so they can be at school on time every day during the school year. So you mean to tell me you can't let them know to have a sense of time for God? They can plan a day for God our Father. He would enjoy that, and so would you. Because they will be so excited, they will tell you how they're going and tell you about it every step of the way. Ooh, look, Mommy, Daddy, look what I did. So make it fun. That's one way of showing them. The Bible says, train up a child in the way that they should go. Help them to do that. Start them early. Don't make them. Don't force them to do it. Just, you know, kind of work with them. All right? So that's our business. Okay, so you're doing that. You're going to encourage your children to do that. You got cousins, relatives, parents, grandparents, whoever, neighbors, coworkers. Share the information. Plan a date with God, our Father. And there are many things that we talk about, I talk about in my book. And that's the title of it. And it will be on soon. It will be, you can get it at Barnes & Noble. She might be able to get it at Amazon as well. Right now it's at the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. And we're in the process of getting it printed. And it to the printer so it can be printed. Everything was put on hold with this pandemic, but now we're moving fast so we can get it printed. It's already written, and the book is at the Library of Congress. You have to have a written book for them to put it in the Library of Congress, and it's a legal thing that you go through to get your book done. So it's done. We just got to get it printed so other people can have a copy, okay? All right, so that's what we're going to do, and we're hoping to have that done speedily. Now that everybody's opening up, fabulous, fantastic, get that done. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, today we're going to share some healing scriptures with you. Say, do you need healing? We get healing in all kinds of areas. So we're going to share that with you, and we're going to do a favorite confession. Well, you know what? Let's do the favorite confession first, and then we'll go to the healing scriptures, okay? All right, and that'll be so. We're having a short segment on today. That's what we're going to do for today. Okay, so the favorite confession starts with, Father, thank you for making me righteous and accepted through the blood of Jesus. Because of that, I am blessed and highly favored by you. I am the object of your affection. Your favor surrounds me as a shield, and the first thing that people come into contact with is my favor shield. Thank you that I have favor with you and man today. All day long, people go out of their way to bless me and to help me. I have favor with everyone that I deal with today. Doors that were once closed are now open for me. I received preferential treatment, and I have special privileges. I am God's favored child. No good thing will he withhold from me. Because of God's favor, my enemies cannot triumph over me. I have supernatural increase and promotion. I declare restoration of everything that the devil has stolen from me. I have honor in the midst of my adversaries and an increase of assets, especially in real estate and an expansion of territory. Because I am highly favored by God, I experience great victories, supernatural turnarounds, and miraculous breakthroughs in the midst of great impossibilities. I receive recognition, prominence, and honor. Petitions are granted to me even by ungodly authorities. Policies, rules, regulations, and laws are changed and reversed on my behalf. I win battles that I do not even have to fight because God fights them for me. This is the day, the set time, and the designated moment for me to experience the free favors of God that profusely and lavishly abound on my behalf. In Jesus' name, amen. Got this from one of my partners, and you can share this with your relatives, friends, whomever, can go through it and listen to it again and write it down, type it up, share it with others as a favor confession. You say that because, you know, thank you, God, for the favor that I have with you. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay, now let's do, we have what is called 101 healing confession. Okay, and the number one says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. And that's Exodus 15:26. So I'm going to give you the healing and the scripture, where it comes from, so you'll know this is not something I made up, okay? Number two is, your day shall be 120 years, and that's found in Genesis chapter 6, verse 3. Three, you shall be buried in a good old age, Genesis 15:15. Four, you shall come to your grave in a full age, like as a shock of corn cometh in his season. Job 5:26. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you. 5. Exodus 12:13. Number 6 is, I will take sickness away from the midst of you, and the number of your days I will fulfill. Exodus 23:25-26. I will not put any of the diseases you are afraid of on you, but I will take all sickness away from you. Deuteronomy 7:15. 8. It will be well with you, and your days shall be multiplied and prolonged as the days of heaven upon the earth. Deuteronomy 11:9-21. Next is, I turned the curse into a blessing unto you because I loved you. Deuteronomy 23:5 and Nehemiah 13:2. Then I have redeemed you from every sickness and every plague. Deuteronomy 28:61 and Galatians 3:13. Okay. At number 11, as your days, so shall your strength be. Deuteronomy 33:25. Well, I have found a ransom for you. Your flesh shall be fresher than a child's, and you shall return to the days of your youth. Job 33:24-25. 13, I have healed you and brought up your soul from the grave. I have kept you alive from going down into the pit. Psalm 30:1-2. I will give you strength and bless you with peace. Psalm 29:11. I will preserve you and keep you alive. Psalm 41:2. That's number 15. Here's number 16. I will strengthen you upon the bed of languishing. That's languishing. I will turn all your bed into sickness. Psalm 41:3. So you can look that one up if you didn't hear it correctly. So I, you know, can't go too slow. But I will make sure that you get the numbers. That last one, number 16, was Psalm 41:33. 17 is, I am the health of your countenance and your God. Psalm 43:5. 18, no plague shall come near your dwelling. Psalm 91:10. 19, I will satisfy you with long life. Psalm 91:16. Never forget that one. I will satisfy you with long life. So those that are dying early, it is not God who's causing them death. Okay? So don't say, well, God took this, my relative. God took my mother, my family, my spouse. No, he did not. If they are not 120, he will not take them. Please understand that. He will not take them if they are not 120. He can't go against his word. So if his word says you're supposed to live till you're 120, look at Genesis chapter 6, verse 3, then he has not taken them. Long life is not 2 or 3 years old, or when the baby is just born, or a child, or someone who's 30 or 40 years old. That's not God taking them. Okay, we talked about that before, and I'll be talking more about that, about how the devil will come and snatch your family away if you don't know it's him. Okay, that's back on it. We're number 20. I heal all your diseases. Psalm 103:3. I set my word and healed you and delivered you from your destructions. Psalm 107:20. Number 22 is, you shall not die but live. Declare my works. Psalm 118:17. You know, we don't make confessions. That's why people die. If you say, you will not die, you shall not die but live. You shall not die but live. You shall not die but live. You walking through the house saying that, you ain't going nowhere. Okay? All right. I heal your broken heart and bind up your wounds. Psalm 147:3. The years of your life shall be many. Proverbs 4:10. I may not be able to finish this one, but I'll finish it on the next segment. Okay, so keep following. So you can get this. Are we going to be talking about healing? We've got too many people sick. We're going to teach you how to heal, be healed. So you can call this a healing seminar, a brief healing seminar, short. Okay, divine healing is what we need, the body of Christ, so that we can reach out to those who are not born again. Not to somebody who didn't. What do you have to offer them, and then you're trying to get them born again? Just because you are Christian? Well, they like, I see you cursing and you sitting in the club. Why should I want to be like you? You know, we got to show them something. Show them how to be healed. People want healing when they're not in pain. Okay? And other things. But we, like I said, we'll keep talking about that. Okay, 23. Let me start back with 23. I heal your broken heart and bind up your wounds. Psalm 147:3. The years of your life, here it is again, shall be many. Proverbs 4:10. Number 25. Trust in me brings health to your navel and marrow to your bones. Proverbs 3:8. If you follow this list, you should be able to use it for any part of your body. You got to say it more than once. You can't say it once a day and expect something to happen. 26 is, my words are life to you and health medicine to all your flesh. Proverbs 4:22. 27, my good report makes your bones fat. Proverbs 15, 30. 28, my pleasant words are sweet to your soul and health to your bones. Proverbs 16, 24. 29, my joy is your strength. A merry heart does good like a medicine. Nehemiah 8:10, Proverbs 17:22. The eyes of the blind shall be opened. The eyes of them that see shall not be dim. Isaiah 32:3 and 35:5. 31 is the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. The ears of them that hear shall hearken. That's also Isaiah 32:3 and 35:5. 32 is the tongue of the dumb shall sing. The tongue of the stammerers shall be ready to speak plainly. Isaiah 35:6 and 32:4. The lame man shall leap as a hart. Isaiah 35:6. I will recover you and make you to live. I am ready to save you. Isaiah 38:16-20. 16 and 20, I should say. It's not 16 through 20, but 16 and 20. 35 is I give power to the faint. I increase strength to them that have no might. Isaiah 40:29. We have no might, but God does. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. The anointed Christ is the anointed one and his anointing. Okay? From Nazareth. All right. 36 is I will renew your strength. Your strength comes from God. I will strengthen and help you. Isaiah 40:31, 41:10. 37 is to your old age and gray hairs. I will carry you and I will deliver you. Isaiah 46:4. There it is again. He's saying to your old age and gray hairs. That has nothing to do with you being killed and dying of sickness and disease. We're not supposed to have sickness and disease, as you'll hear as we go keep going. You'll hear. Okay? You know why? Because he bore our sickness. Listen to this. 38, I bore your sickness. I carried your pain. Isaiah 53:4. He bore our sickness. He died on the cross for our sickness so we won't have to be sick. But we don't hear that enough. Okay? Play this over and over so you can get it. I was put to sickness for you. That's 40. Isaiah 53:10. 41. With my stripes, you are healed. Isaiah 53:5. 42. I will heal you. Isaiah 57:19. God wants to heal us. We're not supposed to be sick. 43. Your light shall break forth as the morning, and your health shall spring forth speedily. Isaiah 58:8. Speedy recovery. We're not supposed to be sick for weeks and weeks and weeks. We've taken medicine for years. But we don't think we're supposed to be. We are so prone to take medicine. Everybody's on medicine. We have medicine you got. My medicine, you know I have it. Not a conversation is about medicine because everybody's on pills. So when I go to the doctor, they're looking at me like something's wrong with me because I tell them I don't take any pills. And I don't. And I won't. I'm over 60. And they're like, you don't have no, you don't take no medicine? No. You know, it's like, I said, what part of that don't you understand? I don't take medicine. And I'm okay. I don't have pain in my body. I'm not suffering with anything. No ailments. And they're finding it hard to believe. No. It's the truth. Hello. What God will do, he's no respecter of persons. What he will do for me, he will do for you if you hang out with him. That's why I'm giving you these healing scriptures. Something's wrong with your arm, your eye, your ear. You got these scriptures to confession. Make your confession. And do it more than once. You can't do it once a day and think that a miracle is going to happen for saying something one time. Okay, all right. Do like we do that cursing. We curse there. All people curse every day, and to get their point across. Okay, do this. Do these healing scriptures like people do that anyway. Okay. Okay, what is it? Speedily recover. Number 44, I will restore health unto you, and I will heal you of your wounds, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 30:17. Okay, number 45. Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure you. He keeps letting you know that he's ready to heal you and cure you if you just let him. And will reveal unto you the abundance of peace and truth. Let me read this again. Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure you, and I will reveal unto you the abundance of peace and truth. Jeremiah 33:6. 46 is, I will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick. Ezekiel 34:16. 47 is, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. And I shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live. They shall be healed, and everything shall live where the river comes. Oh, two of them together. Let me read 47 again. Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. And I shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live. Ezekiel 37:5-14. Now, 48 says, whithersoever the rivers shall come, shall live. They shall be healed, and everything shall live where the river comes. Ezekiel 47:9. Ezekiel 49 says, seek me, and ye shall live. Amos 5:4-6. Number 50, I have arisen with healing in my wings. Malachi 4:2. Let's stop there. Pick up here. Next segment. Okay? And so stay tuned. And all of those healing scriptures come from the Old Testament. I will get all of the healing scriptures from the New Testament in the next segment. Okay? So we're halfway there. We're on number 50. I'll read number 50 again. I have arisen with healing in my wings. Malachi 4:6. Father, we thank you for bringing us together again on this day. If anyone is not a born-again Christian, so that they can have healing on the inside of them, please let them go to Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10. Confess that out loud, and then go to 1 John. This is in the New Testament. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, and do your repentance. Once you do that, you are a born-again Christian, all your sins are gone, and you are then, at that point, you become a member of God's family, okay? You have to enter into the family. You don't just, like everybody said, we're all God's children. No, we're all God's creation. We're not all God's children. We become one of his children when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Okay, never forget that. Share that with others. And I hear people saying things all the time that's not in the Bible. Okay? All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, is there anyone who's still is hurting in back, their disc? Please let them know that they are okay. Okay, Father? I thank you so much for all that you do for us. Thank you that we're covered in the blood. Families are covered in the blood. And we are, the listening audience is healed. And you were sharing with your host, Pastor Diane, and sometimes I get so excited that don't say my name, but my name is Pastor Diane. If you want to be one of our partners, you send a comment in the comment section and say, I want to be a partner with you or keep up with you so we can continue on. Keep continuing following us, and we will teach you how to heal. And if you're part of a ministry, we will teach you how to heal your ministry. Okay? So, if you're with children, when I say that, I mean we have a children's ministry, a youth ministry, a parent ministry, whatever the ministry is, prison ministry, whatever it is, we will work with you. Okay, so thank you so much. Enjoy your day. I love you, and may God be with you. Bye.